You're listening to Keith Price's Curtain Call. All right, we are back for another episode of Keith Price's Curtain Call. Let me tell you something. I am so excited right now because this is going to soon become part of my Punches of Color series, because this is now the second person that I've had the opportunity to talk to from this wonderful, brilliant show that for some reason, God is right behind it and pushing to at least let it make it to the finish line. And it is so fabulous to see, because one of the stars of the show is nominated for a Tony Award this year. And it is probably, after seeing the show, I remember walking up to her at the stage door and saying to Tony nominated Miss Kenita R. Miller, how's that sound? Tony nominated. Tony nominated Kenita R. Miller, that her speech that she gives in this show, if she doesn't get the Tony nomination, it was going to be time for me to show out like nobody's business. And somebody must have heard, because look, I don't have to show out now, because you know I will show out for you, Miss Kenita. You know that I will do that. But Kenita R. Miller is here with me. Like, I had the fortune of getting to meet her and getting to know her a little bit during her run in what was one of the most fabulous revivals of Once on This Island. And I was very upset that she did not get nominated. Then she made it all the way up to the drama desk, and then that's where it stopped. But she should have gone on at least to have gotten that Tony nomination for working that show 8 shows a week. And I guess because of that relationship, she wound up making an opportunity to work with the current director and the current choreographer of the newly minted For Colored Girls Who Consider Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough, over at the Booth Theater, running now until June 5th, because it just got this humongous extension. They announced an early closing. And as soon as they announced that closing, and then the Tony nominations came out, 7 Tony nominations went to this show. Ooh. One of which is to this fabulous woman, Miss Kenita R. Miller. Kenita, girl, how you doing?
Oh, I'm so good. I'm not even on cloud 9. I'm like jumping some constellations. You know, just trying to find my way back to the ground. Like, it's been amazing, Keith. I'm still like in disbelief. I'm like, if this is a joke, this is going to be real. This is cool. Yeah.
Well, I was so excited, first of all, because you know that I'm already a fan, and I personally adore you so much. And I feel like every opportunity that anyone can get the chance to see you, they should be able to get the chance to see you. And this show was a show that, as I told Stacey Sargent, one of your co-stars,
yeah,
I remember reading in college. I mean, you know, some years ago, and, you know, don't want to give it all away, but I remember reading it in college and always thinking to myself, how is something like this going to get staged? And then I came to see that performance, and I got to tell you, I was so captivated and I was so blown away by the energy that you 7 women put out on that show. Like, it's the most impactful 90-minute show that I think I've seen in a very, very long time. And you are, you know, first of all, for those of you who don't know, Miss Kenita is 6,000 months pregnant.
Yes, that's a big old belly right here.
Let's look at that. And she is standing on that stage 8 shows a week, you know, creating art while simultaneously creating life, and in a show that is so emotionally charged, from joy to anger to, it's like every emotion that you can possibly feel in this 90-minute show, and you're out there every night, girl. Like, where are you finding this energy?
Oh, I mean, I love it. And you mentioned the women in the show, like, you know, the sisterhood is real. It's mm-hmm. not a game. It's not put on for the show, you know, because, you know, we lucked out. Well, I would say it's a blessing, because, you know, you don't get to pick who you work with, and them different right. energies can come together and they fit or they don't, you know.
Right.
And immediately, like, the bond was strong, you know, immediately. And as Stacey's like, that is mm-hmm. my sister, you know. I love her hard.
Yeah.
I love all of them tremendously. And so, you know, I think that's what gets me through, you know. On top of loving to do the show, loving the challenge of it, loving the experience of being able to carry, and knowing that it's fleeting,
mm-hmm.
the fleeting moment, I think kind of gives me an adrenaline rush, and more than that, you know, I don't know if it's adrenaline or just the love of it. But it definitely, like, I don't feel, my feet are so swollen. They're like just big elephant trunks. And I don't feel it when I'm up there. I don't feel it.
Wow.
That's amazing. So, you know, I think it's a big testament to the women in the show. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, though, there was a moment in the choreography where I saw you kind of go down to the ground and I was like, oh my God, somebody go to, get over there, pick her up. And it was like, oh, that's part of the choreography. I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, like, you're not the only one to say that. They were like, I thought you were about to go into labor right then.
This is like, you know, I think for people that want to see this show, they should treat this one kind of like a Spider-Man moment in that, you remember when people wanted to go see Spider-Man to see if something was going to happen on the stage to people? This is the show that everybody's betting to see, are you going to go into labor at one point on the stage? Because that's never happened on a Broadway stage.
Look, I'm not going to wood. I'm like, you know, it's great to create history and all, but I don't know if they want that, you know. And I'm like, and Keith, I'll tell you, I have one week left. I'm so glad that we got extended, you know, so that more people have the opportunity to see the show and see these women in it, my sisters, you know. But next Sunday will be my last show, because I give birth on the 30th.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I'm just like, in this next week, I'm like, baby girl, hold on, you know. But so they have all my information just in case.
Who's good? Like, again, I will gladly go and pick up your Tony for you if that's what you need to have happen. I'm just saying, you know, I'm free that evening.
I am not missing that ceremony. I'm not missing it. If I have to have that baby on my hip, my breast pump in my hand, like, I will be there.
So it just makes me so happy. It's like, so what has this journey been like for you, though? Because I think the last time that we actually had like a conversational talk thing was when you were doing Once on This Island. And then, of course, we had the pandemic in between that. And so that was a slowdown. And then were you part of the original production that they did over at the Public before they came?
No. And I was very salty about it. No, I was not, you know. I definitely auditioned for it.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh yeah, you know, but it just wasn't meant to be. And I didn't even get to see it. I wanted to see it because I had a lot of, you know, mutual, you know, colleagues that were in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Camille was doing it, so I wanted to support. But I never got to see it. I wasn't a part of that one. But I could have, you know, this experience, I think, is exactly what it was supposed to be. God knew what they were doing, you know. So
It's one of those moments where it is what's meant to be for you is meant to be for you. And sometimes when you think it's not, whatever it is that you think you want is not really what's supposed to be for you. And it's a very hard lesson to learn, because I'm still trying to learn that lesson now. And it's like, what's meant for you is meant for you. And it seems like to me, especially having seen the show and especially getting to know you the way that I do know you, that it feels like this was the right time, the right blend. You know, you're going to have a baby on top of all of this. It's like your world is just colliding in all kinds of fabulous ways. Like, how joyous must this be for you right now?
It's amazing, Keith. Like, you're about to mess me up. And I'm very hormonal right now too. So. But like, no, I don't take it for granted. I do not take it for granted. Like, something, because I think of those other experiences, like with Once in This Island, and just being an artist in general, you know,
right?
The valleys are aplenty, you know.
You know.
And I really something that I promised myself and challenged myself with, and I still am, you know, because we always want more. We always want, you know, like for me, I want to stay. I want to be able to end the show with my sisters, you know.
Right.
But you know, God has something else in store, you
That's
know.
It.
So I'm trying to practice gratitude and like appreciation and like challenge what it means, what those definitions mean.
Yeah.
Because I know, like I said, you know, moments are fleeting, and I've wanted this. I've wanted this baby, and I've wanted to be, you know, in a place where I would be looked at for a Tony nominee. It actually happened, you know, for so long that I'm like, if I squander, there's no excuse to squander this moment.
No, none at all.
Yeah, just, I don't want that. I want to, like, I'm trying to live in the bliss of it.
That must be really hard, though, because it's sort of like you said, it's like you have all of these things that you wanted and you've manifested, and they're all happening right now. Like, it's like there's not a window of time in between to enjoy. It's like you get them all. Like, what is it? Don't ask if you don't want. You know what I'm saying?
Seriously, because I tell you, the day of the announcements for the nominees, I was so nervous about it. I turned my phone off. I didn't have it on. I had 3 doctor's appointments that morning.
Yeah. 3 Because we were going to try to talk that day. And then you said we couldn't do it because you were going to be busy the whole day with appointments.
Yeah. I mean,
my God.
Especially like the closer you get to giving birth, like mm-hmm. they just, it's
yeah.
nonstop with the doctor's appointments. God bless them.
Amen. Amen.
But I picked up my phone to call an Uber, and that's how I found out, like my phone blew up. And I was crying all the way to the doctor's office, crying in the doctor's office, told all my doctors, I said, this is what we've been trying to do. This is why we're here, you know? And so it was but like, just so much happening. So
right.
much happening. Like, they're hooking me up to these things to do mm-hmm. stress tests on the baby. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there thinking, is this nomination real? Is it real?
Like, am I being pumped?
Yeah. And feel her moving at the same time. It's like, it's incredible. I couldn't have dreamt it like this. I couldn't have dreamt it like
this. Well, this is certainly, though, from at least from, you know, my standing back and looking, this is really just one of those absolutely unique, like, moments in time that if people are in your life, they're getting to share this with you. You know, for idiots like me who are on the periphery of your life that are just like, oh my God, she gonna have a baby, she gonna be doing this, blah! You know, for those of us on you know, for me, people like me, it's like I just radiate your, I feel like I radiate up some of your, like your excitement makes me excited. Aww. If that makes any sense. And yeah. It's like, and it seems so weird because it's not like, you know, we'd be going up to the club and stuff, you know what I mean, like we're not rolling that way, but I truly feel for you in a great, wonderful way. And I mean, and I, you know, I'm still waiting for Eartha Kitt.
So hey,
okay.
Oh, trust, before I found out this baby, I'd gotten to my second residency,
uh-huh.
doing, like, working on her. But I was like, I was working on movement at first, and I was like, well, can't do that now. So I started working on some dialect stuff, like trying uh-huh. to, you know, and get some more writing done. And then, you know, For Colored Girl happened. So mm-hmm. so Miss Kitt is still
in coming.
I got to get my body back, though. Oh. She has to be evicted. She's got to be evicted. Body back in shape, you know.
Because I did. I remembered. It was like, yeah, because you were like, when we were talking back during the Once on This Island days, you were even giving me, I remember it was at the Cheetah Rivera Awards, you were giving me full on, yes. honey, you were yes. ready for, like, as soon as this piece is done, that's what we're going to do next. And, yeah. and look at where life has taken you.
Oh,
look at where it's taken you.
It's unbelievable.
I just, you know, and again, for those who are listening, this is, you know, this is such a genuinely excitable moment for, I mean, at least for me. I don't, you know, I can't speak for whoever's listening, but I know for me, I'm excited. And I hope that more people are going to get a chance to see you before you leave.
Me too. But I think, you know,
primarily the voters, the Tony voters.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I do. I hope so. Cause I hope, you know, I'm still learning how all of this mechanism works.
Right.
But, you know, I just, there's nothing I can do. It's kind of inevitable. Like, it's, you know, force majeure in a way. Like, it's, but the world is about to move. And that has to be the priority for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I could stay all the way up to, I surely mm-hmm. would. But
of course you would.
I also am starting to get that urge of, like, nesting. Like, I'm looking over here at this, like, baby crib that we're putting together mm-hmm. and how my life is changing around. And I just have to kind of go, this is where you have to further trust that, you know, hopefully they come. And hopefully if you know, even if they all can't come before that time, that it still is enough to give me an opportunity or a chance. But mm-hmm. if not, Keith, I am like, I still am like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you've already won. You've already yeah. won. You really yeah. have. It's like you have, you know, you have your family,
yeah.
you have your career, yeah. and you have now a newfound respect that people are going to offer to you in your career, which is, you know, not to say that before you didn't have it, but like now people will take notice. People are going to take, people should be taking notice. Like, you, like I said, she's 6 million years pregnant on the stage. So like you guys, you know, and moving and being as impactful, and whatever it is that if that baby is even kicking right in that moment when she's on stage, you will not know that, because that is the actor. That is the work that you're doing. And so I wonder now, you know, besides the long rest, you know, days with the trainer after, like, is Eartha Kitt really going to be your next project that you want to work on, or are you just like going to sit and chill and give it a minute for things to come to you and just enjoy being a woman with her baby and her man and her career?
You know, that's a good question, Keith. I feel like what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to still be present in the moment and see from there where I'm supposed to go. Mm-hmm. In my heart of hearts, I feel like it's hard for me to sit down for a long period of time.
Right.
I've also never been a mother before. And so,
oh, that's, you know, right. This is your first baby. Oh.
Baby. So there's a part of me that goes, you know, I feel like what I feel intuitively is that they'll feed each other.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, you're, as an artist, your life experience kind of feeds what you do and what
yeah.
you put into the art. And I feel like this baby's going to do the same thing. And
ooh.
So I feel like, and also too, speaking of Eartha Kitt, like her mother, being a mother was a big thing for her, you know? So if anything, I feel closer to being able to identify and relate to that part of her
mm-hmm.
life, you know? So, I mean, the Eartha Kitt, I will say this definitely, and definitively, that project is going to happen.
Like, okay.
It has to, you know, it has to be my thank you to her. I know everybody in their mama that loves Eartha Kitt. There might be so many shows wanting to be done or have been done mm-hmm. about her. But what I have to trust is that what I have to say through her essence is going to be authentic to me
right.
and will make that different. And like we just said earlier, everything in its timing, and I have to trust and believe in the same thing. And I will shamelessly say, I'm hoping this nomination and hopefully a win.
A win. Yes, you know? Ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I did my Tony prediction show earlier this week with my two friends that we didn't do it the last 2 years together. And then the 2 years prior to that, it was like one fell out and then the other one couldn't make it. And so we had to kind of mix and match, but like, that was my prediction. My prediction is that you will get this, Tony, because I feel like you should get it just because, you know what I mean? It's like, because I know you and I feel like I don't know them other people. So,
oh, you're so sweet.
I don't know them. They all right.
I'm
whatever.
Sorry, but I'm like, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Felicia Rashad, she.
Yeah, you know. She's a monster, like, honey. She got you.
You know.
But you know what, though? Not for nothing. If it was going to be about a parceling of it, she already got one. And she was, you know what I mean? And she was like the first Black woman to win it in a play, as really? A matter of fact. That's right. When she did, what was it? Not Gem of the Raisin in the Sun.
Really? Was she?
I think that she was the first Black woman to win a lead actor or lead actress in a play.
Wow.
And so, you know, I'm just saying, you know, she don't have to take it, if you know what I'm saying. But what a fantastic category to be nominated in, you know? Okay. And, you know, luckily people can still see you right now, which as much as we love us some Miss Felicia Rashad, and I do, and I need to ask Irene why I haven't talked to her, but that's a whole other story. that I feel you're just as deserving. Actually, you know, everyone is deserving.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to have to put my favor and curry my favor is for you because, you know, I feel like this should be your second nomination. Again, I'm bringing it up again because you know, I'm evil. But I really think that in the end, you know, it is a possibility. And why shouldn't it be yours? If it's, you know, like if anybody can win the lotto, why couldn't it be you? You know what I mean? Why shouldn't it be you? So, and even though, like I said before, even if you don't win, technically, you have won because you are in a whole, like you truly are, you're in a whole other place than you were when we first met, you know? And you were in a really, you know, successful show then. So, you know, maybe the blessings are going to be continuing on. The success moments will continue on for you.
Yeah, they haven't, I don't take any of them for granted. I've been extremely fortunate. And, you know, yeah, I'm just going to keep putting one foot in front of the other. And
one swollen foot in front of the other.
No, seriously, one heavy rolling foot. Look.
Luckily, y'all do most of the show without your shoes on, so it's even better.
Because I only got two pairs that I can fit in. That luncheon. Wow. Look, that luncheon.
Even pinching and crying.
I was like, I had to wear these sneakers. Everybody had these. I had a cute little dress on. I thought. For being pregnant, you know, I had a cute little dress on. But when you got down to the feet, I was like, if y'all take pictures of these feet, I know something. And the first thing hateful. I saw online was just my feet up there.
You should have had some Chinese slippers, you know, them little.
Something. Just my feet were about to bust out the sneakers I had on. You know?
But like Minnie Mouse on the red carpet, you know?
Seriously, yes. Just big clown shoes. You know,
but you know what? On the red carpet for the Tony Award luncheon nominees. So, you know, y'all can make fun of my feet if you want, but look at where I'm at.
Look at where they planted.
Look at where they are planted. So y'all make fun all you want. But this is so wonderful. So Miss Kenita, I, of course, I'm going to get you so you can get your nap in before this next show. Cause you know, you got to get your rest and you got to be on top of it. But for those of you guys who are listening, Kenita R. Miller, Tony Award nominee. Oh. This is a wonderful dream. Mother to be, Tony nominee. What other words can I rhyme? Because you know that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Look. With it.
And, wait. And so now we have time because how is Mr. Hicks taking becoming Mr. Daddy? Is he jumping onto he get the daddy role too, don't he?
Oh yeah. He's the cutest thing. I mean, not I'm gonna get mushy, but like we've been together for almost over 20 years.
Like since you graduated from AMDA, right?
Pretty much shortly after that, yeah. And we've been married for 17 years. And
wow,
we wanted this baby. Like we wanted this baby for a long time, Keith. For a long.
Wow.
Time. So that's also why my excitement is like. Is crazy because I just we'd almost given up. We'd almost given up. And he is the cutest right now. I'm getting the nesting bug, but he's been in the nesting. Painted everything. He's painting the insides of the closets. I'm like, baby's not gonna go in there immediately. He's like, yeah, but there might be some lead chips or something in there.
Let's get rid of it.
Yeah. Oh. He's just like the way he's setting up this nursery when I'm like, you know, on stage and I come home and something else has popped up and he rubs my feet every night. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I didn't know you could fall in love even deeper with somebody, but you know, that's beyond my best friend. But like, yeah, this moment is kind of incredible. And just to give him another little plug, he did music for Clyde's.
Yes.
Both the music. So their play also got nominated for best play. So we'll be there together. On June 12th.
With that baby Bjorn or something.
Look, both of us trying to figure it out. He was like, what do we have to do to get you to heal? Like, what do we have to do?
You're going to, you know? Oh. Yeah. And the family support, like, you know, mama and them, are they still around? Everybody's still around to help and be a part of this mix?
Actually, Keith, I'll tell you, his dad passed just before the pandemic. Like, he made it back just from... putting his dad to rest just before the shutdown happened. He made it back the night before.
Wow.
So that was kind of crazy. His mom is still in Indianapolis. My parents are upstate, but my dad just had a kidney transplant 2 weeks ago.
What?
So when I called them on Monday, he actually had just gone back into the hospital because he was having a few complications. And it was like perfect timing to be able to tell him something to kind of give him a boost.
A boost. Yeah.
You know, it's been the family part has been crazy, but we're working it out, you know, as life goes, you know.
Well, I would say I'd be a great babysitter, but I'll come over with the toys and hang out while y'all there, you know. If y'all gotta run to the store or something and then come back, y'all can call me for that. But don't have no long-term stuff because that's gonna stress me out.
He's so silly.
But just, you know, again, so I hope that you feel the joy that I have for you, because I've had this joy for you from the very first time that we ever met. So
I know, and it's always felt like familiar spirits.
Like, you know, so I just want you to get your rest.
Yes.
Have yourself ready for call.
Yeah.
You know, kick them shoes off. Have those Chinese slippers waiting for you when you get off the stage, so you don't have to be trying to squeeze no feet into no shoes.
Yeah.
And continue to deliver that Lady in Red, and continue to, you know, stay focused on your health, and you know, give your man a shout out for me, because, you know, I love me some him too. And I just, again, like I said, I'm rooting for you all the time, and I'm going to be rooting for you then. So I just, like I said, just hang in there, girl. Just hang in.
I hope you can feel these arms wrapped around me.
Yes.
How much I appreciate you. Seriously. Like, you're a gift. You're a gift.
So just,
I thank you.
Just keep doing it. And just know, I'm, as long as I'm alive and able to move around and do, I will always be out here for you. So just keep, as they say back home, keep on keeping on.
Yeah. And I'm there for you. Thank you.
I love it. All right. So remember, you guys, June 12th at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock or whatever time it's going to start, Ariana DeBose will be hosting. Yeah. And I called her Ariana Grande the other day, but she thought about it. But Ariana DeBose is going to be hosting the Tony Awards, and it is going to be an opportunity for you to see Miss Kenita, hopefully. Oh, wait. What kind of hair are you going to have? Because you remember that was that thing too, girl, because you was
I've been talking about it, yeah, because I don't want to do a rap. I feel like that's people are going to expecting
the rap, yes.
Yeah, but I still am trying to get my stylists together.
Mm-hmm.
Already on top of it. I'm going to be there. It's happening. Look.
Even you could just drag that baby carriage. We're going.
Co-sleeper, you should be right there. Yeah,
no. I'm just thinking I need at least 20 inches of good hair.
Hey.
2025 hanging low, honey, to toss. So when you get up there on the stage to say thank you for that Tony, you got something to flip.
look, don't give me no ideas. Yeah. No.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Miss Kenita.
I'll make you proud.
All right, Miss Kenita, you do that for me. And guys, we will be back.